Tamela Mann here on Sounds of Praise in position number 36, and that was Change Me. And she did a little excerpt from the big hit of Tremaine Hawkins going back, I believe, into the 1980s or maybe before that. But in 1965, the Stellar Awards gave the Best Female Vocalist. That goes back to 1975. Okay. Gave the Best Female Vocalist Award to Tremaine Hawkins and her version of the song entitled Changed. And so since Tamela included that in her song, even though this is not in the top 200 hits, this is the great, we call her the Queen of Gospel here on Sounds of Praise, Tremaine Hawkins. And this is Changed.
A change, a change has come over me.
He changed my life.
If you're just tuning in, you're probably saying, why is he playing Tremaine Hawkins? Well, in position number 36 in the countdown, Tamela Mann was there with in the song entitled Change Me, and she used some of the songs, some of the lyrics from Change by Tremaine Hawkins in that song. So we played the original going back, set to 1975, and also winning the award in the Stellar Awards for the best female vocalist. And that was the Queen of Gospel here on Sounds of Praise, Tremaine Hawkins with Changed. Okay, if you're wondering where all this great gospel music is coming from, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tusk Freeform Radio, streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we are multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor teacher Don Lee Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, April the 15th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. And we are bringing you part 9 of the countdown of the top hits here in the gospel field for the year 2017. And our phone number, why do you need our phone number? Because I've got our phone working internally through the board here. But our phone, the wall, is still not working. But anyway, I can handle phone calls. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, plan to go before the Lord in prayer and then pray sometime around 7:15. Love to either praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone up here again. You need to go to that phone and give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise reports that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. Okay, continuing with the countdown before we get to When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. In position number 35, William McDowell, along with Travis Green and Aaron Lindsay. And It Is So, here on Sounds of Praise.
If you believe it, somebody say, it is so. Somebody say, it is so. Come on, Africa, Caribbean nations, this is for you. Come on, put those hands together. Come on, let's say it together. Amen, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. It is so. It is so.
Come on, help us say it. Amen, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. It is so. It is so.
Amen, amen.
Amen, 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 amen. It is so.
I have a question, because y'all standing around clapping, right? You might have two left feet like me. It's a rumor that all black people know how to church dance. I don't. But there's this church in Miami, they made up the jumping wave. And if you can't do anything, you can at least jump and wave. Because we got to celebrate right here. You got to just be a little bit coordinated. You don't have to be able to dance. Just throw that right arm up in the air. When I count to three, all you got to do is jump and wave. Here we go. One, two, three.
7:15 here on Sounds of Praise. That was William McDowell along with Travis Green and Aaron Lindsay. And it is so. Amen, amen, amen. And doesn't matter if you have two left feet. When the Spirit of God hits you, you will be able to dance. He'll be able to take you through. That's been my experience anyway. 7:15 is the Sounds of Praise time. And we are getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Fred Hammond, Brian Courtney Wilson, Eric Robeson, and Dave Hollister, come on, let's pray. And they're going to be followed by Fred Hammond along with Israel Houghton and Jay Moss, and call on him as we enter into the When You Pray and When You Praise segment of the ministry. Still not too late to get in your prayer requests or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636.
This is where you should be, like. till the day and night never ceasing. But with courage we fight on. In the Lord we're standing strong. You say,
I've been told to give up cause it's over, but I stand to the end, I'm a soldier.
Yeah.
In the army of the king.
Say it, say it.
I know he holds my destiny. We can dance, shout, and scream victorious as we praise his presence.
Fred Hammond, Jay Moss, and Israel Houghton with Call on Him. And prior to that, we had Fred Hammond along with Brian Courtney Wilson, Eric Robeson, and Dave Hollister with Come On, Let's Pray. And this is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. We're praying for the family of police officer Sean Gannon, who was shot and killed in the line of duty this past week. We're praying that God's going to minister in the life of his wife and other family members and friends and all of the police officers in the area of Marston Mills who were involved in that situation. We're praying also for the victims in Syria who have been gassed by their president as the rebellion and revolution continues to go on there. And we're praying for the protection of God upon the U.S., British, and French military personnel who were called upon to intercede in that area to attempt to destroy the chemical weapons which were used by the president of the Syrian army. We're praying for Michelle of Medford that God would continue to touch her body and strengthen her as she goes through various tests and trials and situations, asking God to minister on her behalf even as she seeks to continue to improve and be totally delivered from smoking, and praying that God's going to minister powerfully in her life even in these days that she is encountering. We're praying for the internet operation of the Christian Challenge. I've been mentioning this for the past 2 or 3 weeks now on the broadcast. We've had computer problems, and we replaced the computers, and they're working somewhat. But we haven't been able to access the internet or receive emails, and so therefore, as we would like. And so therefore, we're praying that God's going to minister on that behalf as we bring in a technician on tomorrow, I believe. Yes, tomorrow. So that hopefully that situation will be resolved, and we seek your prayer in our behalf. Let's look to God in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning. We're praising you and thanking you, Lord, for someone to whom we can turn in trying, troublesome times, Lord. We pray for the Gannon family who lost a loved one, a police officer who was shot and killed in the line of duty. Pray, O Lord, you would minister in the life of his wife and other family members and friends and all the police officers in that area, recognizing how dangerous their jobs can be. We pray, O Lord, that you would protect them and give them your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Been a lot of situations, Lord, where excessive force may have been used by police officers. So we pray you would give them the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding they need to continue to do their job in a way that will bring glory, honor, and praise to your name, and continue to bring the peace in the areas in which they are serving. Also praying for the gas victims in Syria, Lord, such a horrible sight as we've seen children and women and family members and older people who've been victims of gassing, and gassing is supposed to have been eliminated by various treaties. But we know, Lord, that evil men will do evil works, and so we pray for those who have been touched, and we pray that you'll continue to deliver them. Provide the healing that you alone can give. What medicine and science can accomplish, we're looking for you to work powerfully in the lives of these individuals, and also for the U.S., British, and French military personnel who were called upon to intervene to see if they could destroy the areas where the gas and these other products are being made. We pray you bless them while they're doing their various duties, and return them all home safely, so your name might be glorified and praised in and through their lives. May they realize, O Lord, their deliverance has come from your hand, and may they surrender themselves totally to your control, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, we pray you can continue to touch her body, give her strength, give her your deliverance, give her the victory that you alone can provide. May she recognize that she places her faith and trust in you. You are her source of help. You are her source of blessing. You are her source of deliverance in all the various areas where there is a lack, Lord. We pray that you will provide and meet her every need, and continue to touch her body and give her victory, total victory over smoking, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And we thank you, Lord, for how you worked on our behalf as far as the computer access of in the computer equipment that we've been using at the office for the Christian Challenge and the Sounds of Praise and other aspects of our ministry. Pray, oh Lord, that you will give us complete deliverance, Lord, in this coming week so we might have full access to the internet and the emails and everything else that we need to continue to operate. But we're praying that you continue to guide us and direct us. Well, we've accomplished some things in various areas where we aren't utilizing the need to utilize the computer, and the fact that we do have some access that we didn't have before. We're praising you for that and praying you for complete deliverance. And give us the guidance and the wisdom and the knowledge, even as our technician comes on tomorrow, that he might have all that is needed to bring it back to complete operation, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. And for your praise and for your glory, amen. Want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158 when Sounds of Praise is not on the air. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. As soon as we receive it, we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you, and then I'll bring your information to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your prayer requests and your praise report before God's throne. 7:38 is the Sounds of Praise time, and they've been talking about rain and sleet and all that other stuff in the forecast, but right now nothing is happening here in the Medford area, and maybe God's going to deliver us from all that. And also, we should be praying for the marathon runners on tomorrow. Many of them are running for various good causes. And we're praying that God's going to minister in their behalf, give them his deliverance, give them his strength, Lord, so they may continue and finish the race and all the various programs for which funds are being raised. We pray you would minister in those areas as well, so your name might get the glory, the honor, and the praise, and many might be blessed and strengthened because of your intercession in their behalf, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 7:39 here on Sounds of Praise. And before we go any further, I think we better get in the Sounds of Praise community bulletin board. Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Minister Michael Dotton is offering a mentoring program designed to equip worship leaders and worship pastors for effective ministry that will impact future generations. He has over 35 years of experience serving as a worship pastor, worship leader, and keyboardist. The mentoring program will include one-on-one teaching and training that's focused on the biblical concepts of the ministry of worship and music. For more information, go to www.michaeldotton.com or call 617-876-9703. That's www.michaeldotton.com or call 617-876-9703. 9703. And Michael Dotton Ministries presents See His Glory Worship and Arts Conference to take place on Saturday, June the 9th, 2018, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Congregation Lion of Judah, 62 North Hampton Street in Boston, Mass. This will be a day of equipping worship teams, worship and arts, pastors, liturgical dancers, pastors, and tech teams for effective ministry that honors God. Over 15 workshops will be offered, along with new presenters and new music that will draw you into God's presence. And for details and registration, you need to go to www.michaeldotton.com or register. And if you register early, and you will save. Make plans to attend this life-changing conference. And to register, you need to go to www.michaeldotton.com. Or for more information, you can call 617-876-9703. That's 617-876-9703. And this is the 50th Make Hunger History Project Bread's Walk for Hunger and 5K Run, celebrating 50 years. It will take place at the Boston Common on May the 6th, 2018. That's the 50th anniversary of the Walk for Hunger and 5K Run at Boston Common, May 6, 2018. And for more information, go to projectbread.org/walk. That's projectbread.org/walk. And finally, Hear Their Cry, Teen Challenge Boston 2018 Banquet, will take place on May 17th, 2018 at Lombardo's Restaurant, 6 Billings Street in Randolph, Massachusetts. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Dinner will be at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $60. And for more information, contact Fred Svensson at 617-869-6652. That's Fred Svensson at 617-869-6652. Special musical guests on that night will be a group called Beautiful Mess. At the Teen Challenge 2018 Banquet, taking place on May the 17th, 2018 in Lombardo's Restaurant, 6 Billings Street in Randolph, Massachusetts. Doors open at 6:30, dinner at 7:30 p.m. I want to inform you, if you have an event that you believe our audience would be interested in, you can get it to us by mailing it on your letterhead or your flyer to Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. At least 4 weeks in advance of your event, and you need to send it on your official flyer or letterhead. Okay, 7:46 here on Sounds of Praise. Let's get back to our countdown. In position number 34, this is the LaFave Quartet and Let the Church Rise here on Sounds of Praise.
Sat silent for too long, while the darkness ever strong cast a shadow on this land. But we're the children of the light. We have hope that's burning bright. We weren't made to cower. We were made to stand. Let the church stand for what is holy. Let us stand for what is right and live our lives as a beacon in the night. No, we will not compromise.
Let the church.
Doesn't catch God by surprise. He's still sovereign over all.
So let the ones who bear his name be bold and unashamed, and with expectation answer when he calls. Let the church stand for what is holy. Let us stand for what is right and live our lives as a beacon in the night. No, we will not compromise.
Let the church.
Amen. The LaFave Quartet and Let the Church Arise. I love that guy with the bass voice. And let's go to number 33, Anthony Brown, along with Crystal Rucker and Group Therapy. And the song is entitled Free here on Sounds of Praise. In position number 33 on the countdown.
To call me by a name that he never gave me, I will no longer answer to things that he washed away with his blood. There is no condemnation.
7:56 here on Sounds of Praise. We're not going to be able to get this song all in. Bishop William Murphy III with Lies and Entem Troll and Fred. The Bruins fan is here. And they're going to be bringing you Everybody Eats in about 3 or 4 minutes. And every time they come in, they make me hungry. I don't know why. But anyway, stay tuned for great music coming your way. Time for me to pack the bag and move out next Sunday. Lord willing, be back at 5 a.m. to do it all over again, bringing you part 10 of the countdown. We're getting close. We're probably going to have maybe a program and a half before we get to number one. And we're also having this contest. If you can tell me what the number one song is in advance of my playing it, we're going to send you a brand new 2018 CD. So how about that for a good reason to listen to the program and tell your friends. So until next Sunday, this is your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there.